Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Hey. Hamotzi Kikar, someone takes out a loaf. In this case, it means a loaf of bread. Kikar doesn't always mean a loaf of bread. Remember what Haman gave to Achashverosh in the Megillah? Aseres alofim kikar kesef. So over there it means blocks of silver, money. Sometimes it could be blocks of gold. But in this case, it means bread. So hamoitzi kikar l'shus harabim. Someone carries out a piece of bread, he picks it up in his house, takes it out, puts it down in the l'shus harabim, chai v'yizchai. Well, what's the chiddush? I think we know that. Whatever you carry, you're chai. You pick it up in a l'shus hayachad and put it down in the l'shus harabim. So enachanami, but the Mishnah is just setting the stage for the chiddush in the next halacha. Hoitziyuhu shnayim, if two people carried out this one piece of bread together, peturin, they are potter. How do we know that? Because when the pasuk teaches us about if a person does an avera b'shagig, he has to bring a karban chatas, it says basoisa achas imitzas Hashem. So we learn out he has to do the entire thing. Ha'oisa es kula. Only if one person does the whole act, v'loya oisa miktsasa, not if he only does a little bit of it. However, this is provided, this was a simple piece of bread that anyone can carry, and two people decided to carry it together. If, however, says the Mishnah Vayter, lo yachal echad lo itziyai, if one person could have not carried it, let's say it was a very long piece of bread that they made up as for a king's table or for a chasen. You know, it was 10 feet long. So one person can't carry it. How is he supposed to hold it? It'll fall down on both sides and crack. You need two people. One person at the beginning of the bread, one person at the end of the bread. So if it is something that layachal echad lahaitziyai, one person would not be able to carry it out himself, vaitziyu shnayim, and two people carried it out, then chayavim, then we say that they are both chayiv. But Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Shimon says, there would be potter. Even if a single person would not be able to carry it out, if two people do something, according to Rav Shimon, they're always potter. But the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hamoitzi, if someone takes out a cholin, food, pachas mekashir, less than the shear. Tiny, tiny piece, much less than the shear, but he takes it out in a keli. So what do I do now? If I look at the food, oh, he carried too little to be chayiv, but he's holding it in a plate. Should he be chayiv for the plate or the keli? And the answer is no. Potter afala kli. He's potter even on the keli. Why? Shehakli tefelolai. Because the keli is considered a tafel. A tafel means it's like secondary. He's not carrying out the keli, he's carrying out the food. He's just holding the food in a keli. Therefore, the keli in this case doesn't count. Now, of course, damazay, if somebody would just carry out a keli with the intent to carry the keli, would be chayiv. But in this case, where he was just using the keli to carry this tiny drop of food, so the keli becomes a tafel to the food, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Es hachai. Someone schleps out a live person, b'mita, on a bed. So you're not chayiv for carrying the live person, unless he's tied up. But if he's not tied up, you're not chayiv. Because there's a rule, chai noisei es atzmai. A person who's alive, he really carries himself. Of course, you have to remember, we're not saying lechatchila you're allowed to carry someone that can walk. We're just saying you wouldn't be chayiv if you would do it. But what about the bed? Should he be chayiv on the bed? And the answer is no. Just like when he carried the tiny piece of food in a keli, he's not chayiv in the keli. Here too, es achai b'mita, if he takes out a live person on a bed, potter afa l'mita. He's potter on the bed also. Shehamita tfeilaloi, just like the keli, is considered a tafel, secondary. It's not really what counts when it comes to the food. Here too, he's taking out the person on the bed. He's not really schlepping the bed. Well, he is schlepping the bed, but he's not schlepping the bed for the sake of the bed. On the other hand, Zokta Mishnah Vayter as a mess, if he carries someone who passed away, b'mita, on the bed, chayiv, he's chayiv. Vayter Zokta Mishnah V'chein, same would be true for kizayis min a mess. Even if he doesn't take out a whole body, but just a kezayis, the size of an olive, from a mace, or kezayis min an avela, or a kezayis from an animal that died, b'cha'adasha, or even the size of a lentil, min asheretz, from a dead sheretz, chayiv is chayiv. Now these shiurim, a kezayis from a mace, and so on, the shiur of an adasha, of a sheretz, those are the shiurim for tumah. So therefore this is a significant act, because he's removing it, because he wants to take away the tumah, and therefore he would be chayiv. Incidentally, when we say a sheretz over here, we're referring to the 8 shratzim that the Torah teaches us. When they die, they are metame. So again, once it has a significance in terms of tumah, so it's considered something chashiv that I'm carrying out, and that's why he's chayiv. But Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon says, even if he carries a whole dead body, even a mes shalom, he would be potter. The reason for that, we discussed this earlier. Do you remember what a malacha she'eina tzricha legufa means? It's where a person is over a malacha, but he's not being over the malacha, he's not doing the malacha for the reason that that malacha was intended. When you carry something, it's because you want it. Over here, it's not because he wants it. He's carrying out the mess because he does not want the mess in his house. So that's why he wouldn't be chayiv, according to Reb Shimon. But here too, the Bat Tanura says that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Okay, so quickly chazering over, what do we learn in this Mishnah? We learned that if two people do a malacha that could be done through one person, then they are not chayiv. If two people do a malacha that you need two people to do it, like that long, long piece of bread as we illustrated, only two could carry it out, then they would be chayiv. According to the Tanna Kamer, Reb Shimon says it's potter. We learned that if you carry something which you wouldn't be chayiv on, for example, food that's less than the shear, or a live person on a bed, or for whatever reason wants you to carry him, by the way, it's only if he's not tied, and he could carry himself. And it's only by a person, not by a behemah, a chaya, or an oif. They're considered as if they're tied. But if he's a live person that could walk, and you're schlepping him on a bed, not only are you potter on the person, but you're also potter on the bed, because the bed and the keli are considered a tafel. The end of the Mishnah, we learned that if someone carries a mace in a mitah, he would be chayiv. Same is true for even a small amount or any of the other shiurim that would cause tame, like a kazayis from a nevela. Nevela is a dead animal, or the size of a lentil of a sheretz, he would be chayiv. Although Reb Shimon says in this case it would be potter because it's a malacha shein tzarich legufa, we said that we don't. Paskin like Reb Shimon.